Días, Marquez.
What's up, bitches?
I don't want to start like that.
No! Oh, then why'd I do it?
Well, now I guess we're starting with it.
All right, great.
Wow. Hello. Ooh. After a long ass break, we are back. It is the Us Podcast.
A podcast about us.
Whoa. We haven't said that in a long time.
It's all of us, bro.
And I don't know if y'all notice, but me and Chris are acting a little different today.
Yeah.
And if you go and check your calendars, depending on when you see this,
which will be the day.
The day.
Yes.
But the day we publish this, it's a 420 episode.
You were like trying to do the math and you're like, okay, never mind.
I was like, and then you subtract the next week's holidays. Oh my God. Okay, so.
All right. So what prompted this idea, Angel? Why are we encouraging the kids to do these things?
I think it's just like I wanted to see. Well, first, I've always wanted to talk to Chris about marijuana and just have like a discussion about marijuana in general. And so that's why I really wanted to do this. And then the next reason was just because like I wanted to see how if we can fucking do this shit. Hi. And I don't know.
We'll How's see. It going?
We'll see, because it doesn't feel like it's working on this side. So I don't know how long this is gonna last.
I hope this isn't bomb, bro. Yes.
This is gonna be the worst episode.
And this is the one that, like, even though we'll do a bunch of cool shit, they'll be like, didn't you guys do that stupid eye episode?
Yeah, it's like, why did you guys do that? Like, we put so much effort into this episode.
We have three cameras, dude.
Three cameras set up.
And, like, dynamic. I would love that it would just, like, nobody would care.
Like, everyone's like, why the fuck?
They're like, dude, it's just 30 minutes of them laughing.
That's what it fucking feels like it's gonna happen. But no, we have shit to discuss.
Yes, we have lots of things to discuss. So, we're capable of handling ourselves, thank you.
We got
this
shit.
A little fun.
Yeah, we're just fucking goofing off. Don't fuck. Oscar's sitting there looking very judgmental right now. He's just
We should shout out before we really get into topic. Oscar, get in here, bro. Get in here.
No, come here. He's gonna fall over things. You know Oscar.
Well, we want to shout out Oscar
Munoz.
Shout
out Oscar
Junior for allowing, right? Aren't you a junior?
I'm not
here. Oscar Munoz.
Oscar Munoz the first. Came at like midnight to set up these cameras, to set up these lights.
So now we're here. Thank you, Oscar. And once again, we want to shout out our homie Amairani for...
Oh, yeah. The logo back here.
So it's kind of smear and faded, but...
So are we.
Whoa, dude. But we have shit to talk about today.
Yes.
So, a person that will remain anonymous, we're about to tell a story about this person. This is a person that me and Chris know, and a lot of other people know, and this person has never smoked weed before, and this person was so adamant against people smoking weed. And recently, Chris smoked with this unknown person.
Yeah.
How was that? How did it start? How did you get this person to...
So it's weird because it's someone very close to me. I won't say who. I will say rhymes with sad. it was cool, man. Like I said, my brother Brandon, Blackmouth, had just come back from New York. His month-long New York trip. We came here. My dad had just bought a grill too, so we came to the backyard. We're celebrating. My dad's like, my son is back. Our sons are back. He's all happy and shit. He gets super like
my
emotional.
Family's back.
I know, he's so sweet. And then our cousins come over. Chris and Moy shouts. They come over and then my dad's like. Anyway, so then the person close to me goes,
he's definitely not my dad. He's
definitely not my dad. This person goes, he tells Brandon, my brother, he's like, you know what this guy's trying to do the other day? He's like, they want me to smoke weed. He's like, I took a little hit. And so the first thing my brother says, it's like, his reaction is not, Dad, you smoke. It's, and you won't smoke one with me. And then my dad's like, I forgot what he said, but then our cousins come back to like, we gotta join.
We got a fatty here.
I know. And then the person close to me, you know, he's like, he looks at it. And I thought for sure, like, I'm like, you know, he's going to let us talk about it. I'm like, but he's not going to like it. When the minute somebody pulls it out, he's going to like, all right, party's over. Yeah. Party's over, guys. Like I was playing with you, but I don't want to do this. But then, like, you know, they bring the joint, comes out, he's just like, because we're in the gazebo.
Yeah.
And the light on. He's just like, turn off the light. What? So.
Dude, what was your initial reaction?
I was waiting to see. I thought for sure. I'm like, you know what? Okay. When he said turn off the light, even then, my mind didn't go to, my dad's going to smoke first. I didn't realize that someone really close to me is gonna like do it or whatever. Sorry. I just thought, okay, like I think he's gonna be cool with. I think he's gonna. I think he, I'm like. I think he wants to see us do it. I said. I think that's where. I think he wants to see me and Brandon do it just to see it. Uh-huh. Like he
just hears, like just yeah. to accept it in his mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this is something they do. That's honestly what I thought. So it starts off with my cousin, then it goes to Bryce. Brian. I look at my dad. I'm like, okay, like it's been confirmed, like what I know. And so I'm like, you know what? Let me test it. So that's why I took that video. For those who missed it, it was on my close friend circle on Instagram. Yeah. I took a video of me taking, you know, getting the blunt, taking a hit, running over to this person, and then just being like. I blew the smoke in, like toward his direction, and then like I handed him the thing, and I'm fully expecting like no. And I was gonna be like, ah, I was gonna be one of those videos like fucking pussy, but he takes it,
and you just see the spark light up in the darkness, and Chris is just like, he's like, my dad! He's like, whoa, and it was as an audience member seeing that, it was fucking unbelievable. It was like seeing
Jesus smoke.
Yeah, it was like seeing Jesus' dad smoke. I'm just kidding. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so we went the whole night that way, and ever since it's been like me and my brother. Afterwards, we hung out and we smoked again. We were just talking about it, and we were like just saying like. I said, you know what's strange? It's like, it feels like this is kind of uniting us more. I said, I know it. I told him, I said, it definitely deepened somehow. It deepened our friendship with you. It's you, me, and Justin. Like,
dude,
doing it together is like.
Weed fucking brings people together, man. Like, I have current roommates where I live in Cal State Northridge, and I just couldn't connect with them because I didn't really know who they were. And they were fucking potheads, and they would smoke in the bathroom all the time. And they're like, hey, do you smoke? And I was like, yeah. And so we just started smoking together. And that just, like, it puts you in this mindset of just, like, like friendship. Just, like, these are good people I'm around. Like, we don't have to have anything in common. Like, the fact that we're just sitting in this space smoking and just, like, existing together. Like, that shit brings you, that shit makes you closer even if you don't want it to. And I'm guessing that's what you and your undisclosed person felt.
It was nice because I was saying, like, he is exactly like I am when I get high. Like, he's pretending to be my dog. You stupid little bitch!
And then he was pretending to be your dog?
Yeah, and it was, and he was just dying. And it was so weird. Like, I saw, like, the, I remember Brian was saying, like, we saw, like, the youth in him. Like, we saw, like the young guy trying to come out. Like, he's like, I'm bad. I haven't laughed this hard since 93. But no, it was great. I look forward to when me and this person can do it again together because it was really cool.
Yeah, let's hope for many, many more.
Yes.
And so that was like that was a milestone.
It definitely wasn't my dad.
I just want to reiterate, it was not and will never be. Chris is dead.
Absolutely not. It's absolutely not that.
So, like, stop with these rumors, guys.
Yeah, please, cut it out.
It's not funny. Chris's dad's going to get mad because he super doesn't do that.
Yeah, dude, like, he... Anyway. So, Angel.
So, Chris.
Is this the first...
Actually, I'm talking... I'm just kidding. I want to start first.
Dude, is this the first 420 you participated in?
Yes, because I didn't officially, like, gain my stoner card until like the middle of 2018, very close to the end of 2018. For people that don't know, so when I first started the podcast, I was like super sober, and now you jump forward to this 420 episode. Hello, this 420 episode, and I love smoking. Like, smoking is super fun. I try to do it every day just because it, like...
just like it's like a good read.
Yeah, like, I try to, you know, do it every day, get relaxed. And fucking makes food taste better.
It's yeah, like, dude, that I think is, like, one of my favorite parts. And that's... So I had to explain it to my mom, too, once because I got burned out by my brother.
Another undisclosed
that definitely wasn't my brother. But my mom's like, Chris, like, you smoke... I was like, yeah, mom, I did it a couple times. And then Brandon, like, later, he was like, a couple times, like, he's doing it right now. Anyway.
He's like, he's smoking right under your nose. And you don't even know. Like, you just be so mad. Like, you're just like,
I don't even know what I was talking about.
You were talking about your mom. Get like burning your
right,
like,
right, 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 burning so your she out. Got upset. But why am I telling that story?
I'm great.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just tell the story. Maybe I'll find it. I'm moving. Anyway,
Chris, you smoke weed?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I said, but mom. Oh, I said, yeah. I said, food, mom. This is how I explained it. So I said, this is how I made it seem like it was like it wasn't a drug, which it isn't. I don't think. But
we'll get into that.
We even
have like crickets in the background, bro.
It was there, dude. Oh, what were you talking about? Something about food being good, right?
Yes. Oh, remember, it was. You were just there.
What are you talking about? It's about food being good, right?
Yes.
Hi. Food being good. Oh, I just explained to my mom. I said, yes, mom. I said, like, I said, it makes me appreciate things more in life. I said, even the food, mom. I said, I feel like I'm tasting it for what it really should be. And I made it seem like it was like a spiritual thing more than like,
let's fucking get fucked up. Like, hey, Taco Bell. Yeah. You're just like, mom, I can feel the food for the first time. That's how being high feels.
And that, I think, softened the blow. I think that softened the blow.
But don't do it again.
Yeah, she said that. She said, promise me. And I'm like,
I promise.
Boss, mommy. Did that you got that oh my God. Outside. Yeah.
The people call me the space cowboy.
But, like, yeah, okay. Sorry. That was supposed to be a quick aside, and then they gave it a 5 minutes break. But anyway, wow. Your first 420, right?
Yeah. Dude, we're on the first fucking topic. First 420, yes, because I wasn't a stoner when I first started the year or the podcast, and then I just slowly like eased my way into it. And actually, the main reason I started smoking was because I was going through a really hard time at Northridge, and like I was under like a lot of stress, and I was worrying a lot, and I was just anxious all the time, and I wouldn't like look at people, and like when I would go eat, I would have my head down all the time, and it felt really bad, and I was just like, I really hated it. And so just one time I was just like, fuck it, like, let's do it, like, let's get super stoned. And it was the day at Ami's.
Porch.
Yeah, so our friend Ami, who did this fucking logo back here, she made the fattest blunt I have yet to encounter, and it was just sprinkled with so much good shit. There was 9 of us. One, I keep looking at this like this is the camera. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I'm just like, one blunt. It's like a fucking 90s.
Like a fisheye.
Yeah, it's like, one blunt to rule them all. No, it was one blunt. 9 people all sitting in a circle. And we just passed it like twice. And everybody is fucking destroyed. Like, no one was talking. Everyone was like in their own heads.
Yeah.
Chris was fucking zombified. Do you remember that porch day?
Yeah, dude. I just, that was the first time I remember like I started seeing things in like with low shutter speed. I was just, yeah, I was like, And then my favorite, that was the first time to me that like music like made me almost have like a sexual experience. Like when you were playing this one song. Anyway, it's one of those songs. And when I was
Like a 90s club?
No, it kind of sounded like that, but I remember when I heard it, like, it just felt like, it really felt to go through me, and music just was so much elevated that, in that particular encounter. But I remember my favorite thing that you said was, it was like the wanted bullet of
blunts. Dude, it was the wanted bullet where, if you've seen Wanted, fucking one bullet goes and kills everybody, and then it comes and fucking gets the person that shot it in the head, which was Ami. Fucking rest in peace. No one left that day the same. That shit was a game changer.
Yeah. It's so crazy that I think we live like in a gen where this is probably gonna be like what normal was for us. But back then, like, it was something that they like our older brothers, our cousins, our cooler cousins, they had to hide from their parents. Otherwise, people thought that they were, like, on the way to, like, heroin or shit.
Yeah, dude, like...
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, my fucking... my mentor told me about how the reason they made, like, marijuana, like, fucking... like, a class whatever drug in comparison with heroin is because of the, like, the counterculture movement and how, like, a lot of young people that were protesting were also marijuana users.
Mm.
So they were just like, fuck it, let's make marijuana a super, like, criminal offense to get these protesters off the street.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, everything... I try to stay away from politics as much as I can, and then I just come right back to it because everything's fueled by that.
No, not Ronald Reagan. Oh, maybe it was Ronald Reagan. I think it was Ronald Reagan.
That's crazy, though.
Don't quote me, Oscar, but I think it's Ronald Reagan. You think I'm wrong?
Yeah. But this is anyway. This is also my first 420 celebration. I love it. I last year again, I
yeah, how did past ones look like? Did you do anything?
No, I used to detest them because I'm like, here come the stoner people talking about like, look at this blunt. You know what's the most offensive? And I still have a gripe with stoners about this. Whenever they take pictures of the blunt, like, bro, why do you gotta put on the flash and be right all up in it? Like, that's not a good shot.
That's the only way to fucking film a blunt,
like,
bro.
Right, fucking, like, right up close, microscopic. Yeah. I'm like, this looks ugly. I'm like, this is so, like, trashy.
Like, when they fucking record the weed and they're so close, it's all out of focus.
Yeah. It's like...
and the flash is on.
Yeah, like, so it bright.
It looks like they're, like, in a den.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
a
yeah.
Fucking shack.
And this, like, is, like, this is, like, a sack of, like, rotten lettuces with hair, like, on them.
But to, like, smoke this fool, so I'm repping the sale, homie.
And then it just... That's how my... Like, growing up, I think I... That still remains, like, a trashy look to me. Like, I've taken videos of myself, you know, smoking and stuff, but I don't ever want to get to a point where it becomes obnoxious and, like, I'm just like,
dude, look at the look real close at the inside of my band.
Look at the crystals.
I know who's gonna get mad at that comment. Just 2 days ago on my Instagram, I posted a picture of an old Facebook status that I had, and it was just like,
yes,
it was just like, I don't care how much weed you have, how much of a stoner you are, like. If sometimes, like, by the time I see, like, all the weed you have, I have to ask myself, why are you my fucking friend?
Like, Angel was harsh.
I was like, what a jackass I was, dude. Like, just...
And see, that's the kind of, like, negative perception they had to deal with, dude. And, like, that's why sometimes I have, like, a little guilt about, like, I get to enjoy this, but, like, not so long ago, I was looking down at people that smoked weed.
Yeah, dude, I think about how much weed probably would have helped me in high school. Like, if I was, like...
In what way?
Like just fucking mellowing out and chilling out and not thinking about things so much. Because I just feel like I've always been, like, a very anxious person and a very just stressed out person. And I think of the ways it would have helped me connect with the people already in my life. Because they all, like... The friendships I have with you and Justin now are friendships I've seen happen with other people. Earlier. Yeah, because of weed. Like, I didn't get it until I started smoking, but there's like this camaraderie that you have when you smoke with people, you know? Like, especially back then in, like, the dark ages of Bell, it's like, bro, me and you are in this together. Like, we need to get this weed and we need to get high. And that was like a fucking bond, an unbreakable bond.
That's true.
And now it's just like, you can fucking, you just gotta be 21 and have like 40 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's why I don't know what to do with this feeling of like, damn, like, it's not even like guilt. It's like, cause like, I'm going to do it, whatever. But it's like, I think about like, how it affects me is, I think, could I have handled the same scrutiny? Like, could this close person that smoked with me that one time, like, would they look at me the same? You know, would they ever come to accept it? Or would I always be like a failed son to them? And that's how some people are living their life currently. And we were part of that group that judged them so hard.
Dude. That shit got really real. Dude, holy fuck,
I'm too numb to feel anything.
That was crazy. Like, I was looking at Chris, I was like, holy shit, he's going to hit, like, a very important point right now.
It's a shame.
You think about that, like, you're fucking right, dude. Like, oh, going back to, like, that Facebook post, I was like, how mean of me to just having judged people for something that I'm enjoying a lot now.
Yeah. You know? It feels selfish. It's like, crazy. Oh, like, now I changed my mind, but you still live with me fucking criticizing
with
you.
Everyone being like, you fucking stoner, you slacker, you fucking, you know, like, always being put in that corner. It's just because you do something that's really dope to do.
I think this just goes to prove the point of, like, you know, we shouldn't, like, let's normalize this now. You know, don't make it, you're normalizing smoking cigarettes. Like, what's the difference? You know, like, at least in like the activity. I don't know. I think that's why I like Mad Men, the medicinal company.
Mad Men's also a cool show.
I like that their slogan is
the new normal.
The new normal, exactly. And I like that because it's like, yeah, we shouldn't. It's not even like we should glorify it either, but we should just make it seem like when we show, like, when you see on TV The Simpsons getting drunk, like, it should be on that level of like, yeah, this is something adults do. Like,
yeah, this is something exactly. That adults so do. People can get used to it. So people can be like, okay, this isn't some fucking, like,
I know this isn't some, hey, some slippery slope.
Want some pot?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fucking, people smoke it just like people smoke cigarettes.
And I think that's what makes me excited. I don't know if Angel's talked about this on the show yet, but Angel already has drafts of a series of a web series called
I love watching Chris try to fucking explain.
No, just because I'm trying to, like, make it sound good and professional. But yeah, your show, The High Concept.
Yes, my web series called The High Concept.
His web series.
I am writing these episodes. There's 7 of them. They're fucking awesome.
They really are.
I would hope that they're gonna change, like, the fucking landscape of weed and, like, weed shows and stuff like that.
My favorite part of, like, the whole pitch is that, like, I want, like, the reason for this show is not to have comedic things happen because people are like, whoa, it's wacky because we're on weed. But, like, you see that people can get into these crazy situations but also happen to be on weed. And it's not like a joke of it. Or like, oh, this is funny because they're high. It's like, no, they happen to be high and this is a funny situation.
Yeah, like, I think all these stories, like, all these stories are already a story, and then weed just kind of, like, circles it, you know? Yeah. And weed is sometimes the trigger to activate the story.
Right,
you
yeah.
know? But it's not like, I need to score some weed.
Like, yeah, 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 yeah. Story.
Or like,
that's what I love about it.
Oh, I'm so hungry and I can't find food.
Yeah.
You know, it's not shit like that.
Yeah. So that's why I like that there's being more efforts into make it seem. And because the thing is, I just got into this last year too. So it wasn't that long ago where I remember I got really upset when I found out that my brother, like, was smoking. I was just like, oh, like, it hurt. And I get it. I get why our parents get, like, you know, concerned. Because I remember that feeling. But then, like, kind of when you realize, you're like, dude, this is...
Yeah, it's
like all, I mean, it's yeah, it's the same as drinking, smoking.
It's all this scary shit that you've been fed because of the media. It's just like, no, you're smoking, you're destined for failure, and like you're never gonna be able to do anything in life. Like, people made weed seem like something that stopped you wherever you were, like when you started.
I wonder if this is how Star Wars fans must feel like the dudes who grew up with the actual movies in the 70s and 80s. They're like, they used to get probably beat up in school for liking Star Wars. 20 years later, now everybody can like Star Wars. Like Star Wars, bro. Like the frat bros, and like, and then like the people that got bullied are just like,
oh, Star Wars is cool now.
Oh, Star Wars, it doesn't belong to you.
This feels like we're wrapping up, right?
It
feels.
I think so. You want to take one more hit?
So we're wrapping up this show that feels like it's fucking it feels like the longest podcast episode we've ever recorded.
If people don't like it, in our defense, this technically isn't even an episode.
This
in
is a mini-sode.
So okay, so we should explain what these are. This is for the fans. All right, so listen. So what these are is we want to do at least one of these every month leading up to the first season. And the first season were
We already did one season.
The second season.
Second.
We're going to air our official second season episodes, you know, full interviews and stuff. That's in September. That's
around there. August,
so,
September.
So we're starting in September. We don't want to keep y'all waiting that long. So we're like, you know what? Let's just participate in things and let's just try things out.
Let's just experiment. Like, hey, let's may do an episode super stoned.
Right. Yeah. And now this, and so we're also introducing video vision.
So we're trying that out. See if this fucking works.
Just kind of seeing what setups are cool. See what's like today. It's this. To maybe the next one, it's gonna be a little bit more free flowy, like the Me Too episode, or maybe it'll just be standard. We'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. But the idea though is just to make a bunch, make at least once a month, celebrating some kind of holiday or event, so that we can keep up with all of you.
So we can keep being your lives.
Plus, we can't let these other podcasts take away our shine. Are we gonna do that?
Bro, folks, you know this is the number one podcast in the game. Why are you even playing?
This should be the only brown podcast. Like iTunes, people go to all the other podcasts, delete them. Other than brown podcast, you can go ahead and delete all that. Delete all that. It's this one.
This is the one.
You're listening to the Brown Podcast.
You're listening to the brownest podcast in the airwaves.
Other podcasts, you can't take us. Us, we already called it.
I don't know.
Sowie. We called it.
I don't know. This is the Us Podcast, and it'll always be the Us Podcast.
Because
and
it's
this,
all of us, bros
and girls.
And non-binaries.
Boom. So, again, as I said 5 hours ago, we're wrapping this up. And yes. I think we're going to take a final hit before we let y'all go. So, Chris, let them know how we're going to end this. We're going to end this with a little thingy.
Cool little thingy. We're going to interview each other and just ask what we like to do, each of us, when we're a little under the influence.
So I took the first hit, and so I'm going to start. One of my favorite things to do when being high, people might not agree with this, but it's driving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love the feeling of driving when high.
What do you call it? Being on a Power Ranger?
Megazord? Being on a Power Ranger?
Oh, a treadmill.
All right. Let's continue. There, you fucking hit. Chris is a fucking fiend. He's addicted.
I'm a rug addict.
Nothing came out. So. this is the biggest hit. This is the biggest hit I've ever hit, bro.
Nothing.
Oh, shit. I think I swallowed it.
We'll add smoke later.
I like driving. I like eating. I like, dude, listening to music gives me the fucking best ideas ever. Like, I really, so David Lynch said this thing where it's like ideas are like fishing, mm-hmm. and like you can't control when you hook one. Mm-hmm. That I fucking feel that so much when being high, because these ideas just come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like.
Doesn't it feel like, I see it literally like dangling fruit from a tree, and like I can't reach all of them. Like I have to remember what's special about this idea, so that way it can stay in my memory. Like I can't remember the idea itself, but I have to think, this is a good idea for the ending of my movie. Like, good idea for an ending, and I will.
Yeah, I write them all down on my fucking notepad, even when I'm driving. I don't write them on my. Huh?
You're saying it on camera.
I don't care. Fucking sue me, City of Los Angeles. Come at me, Mayor Garcetti, my friend.
Yeah, close personal friend.
Close personal friend. Friend. And confidante. So, Chris, what do you like doing?
When I'm schmacked.
When you're schmacked.
I love, I've come to, because you know, like the whole, we all have, you know, like munchies, you know, when it happens.
Bro.
No, but you know what I mean, right? Like, you gotta go to McDonald's, drive through, you gotta go to
Taco Bell,
bro. You gotta get the Nacho Supreme Blaster.
Give me, like, 8 Doritos Locos Tacos, man.
I would do that, but I would always feel like, it would honestly ruin the high, because I'm like, this feels gross. Like, it feels gross inside me.
Not true.
Well, for me, in my experience. And so, I've come to really enjoy just eating cereal. Cereal,
really?
Cereal tastes like glitter. Like when I'm like this, like the milk, when it's cold, when it's just the right temp, it just like, I don't know. It just streams down your throat with elegance. And the cereal is like chewing on crystals. It's like it's like glitter.
Kill me and drink me like this, bro.
Yeah. So cereal, I like doing that. Cool. You know, private stuff.
Oh no.
Nah, that's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to get into that. But that's a factor.
He likes to do private things on his private time.
When I'm schmacked, and then the third thing would have to be. Cause see, I don't like watching movies unless it's a dumb movie, because then I'm like, oh, like I can't follow anything. Like, even if it's like a not a serious movie, like I'm like, I can't really follow what's going on. If it consistently makes me laugh throughout, like just at the randomness of it, like Austin Powers did, I'm like, okay, then I'm with it. But right. Otherwise, I can't enjoy movies. I don't know what the third thing is. Maybe music. Music sounds awesome.
Dude.
In the car especially, like when I'm driving.
I feel like when I'm driving.
Like when I'm driving. I remember one time I heard Beach House. I heard Beach House when I was driving home high, and I'm like,
shout out
Beach House. Literally felt, this is exactly what I felt like. I felt like a wet pair of like hands, just swept into my hair, and like I could just feel like a finger going in my ear of the music, and it took over like the whole back of my neck, and I was just like, God, this sounds beautiful. Yeah, I think that was like the most.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was intense.
Nothing's gonna beat that story. Beach House feels like getting a wet willy.
A wet willy!
A wet willy!
A wet willy!
What the fuck? What? we almost finished. Strong.
Dude, this is the classic. You gotta end with a big stupid stone laugh.
Everything just falls apart.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, shout out to Oscar for helping us shoot this baby.
If you hate this episode, I don't blame you.
I like, now that this happened, the little laugh, I kind of like it more now. So thank you for watching.
This has been an experimental us podcast
and expect episode. A lot more experimentalness. Expect a lot more additional guests to join us. People that you like, people that you may know,
people that you may not like
and may not know.
Yeah,
bitch. So we're gonna be trying a bunch of things, and then when the second season comes, it's gonna be by the time the second season rolls around, it's gonna be a lot more polished, focused, and we'll know exactly what we're doing. You're kind of seeing us under construction.
Yeah,
this isn't gonna be here forever. It's gonna be something different. It's gonna be something different every time.
Yeah.
So that's the Us Podcast. I'm Chris Carmona. I'm signing off.
Angel Salinas, signing in.
Oh, you're late.
Oh, done. It's signing in.
Done. Perfect.
What a stupid fucking way to end it.